TheWorkie.com today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We like to ping and pong all over the place. Kind of like when I'm playing pool. Sometimes the balls fly off the table. Game of 8-Ball, anyone? Oh, we have a few things in store here for you. And you can participate. That's the great thing. We are live, baby. Your 2 cents matter. I don't care about your political stripes. Right of right, left of left, undecided. Label yourself whatever you want to label yourself. Be involved, though. I hope that America Tonight stirs passion in people. I hope that there are people out there who have just flipped on to this station, wherever you're hearing us, and they're thinking about what's going on with the budget crisis in Washington, and ultimately, what does it mean that we've elected people who can't make decisions? That we have a Congress, when it comes to anything that's sticky as far as re-election matters are concerned, they're going to dance around it and then some? Oh, I hate that. I never liked that kind of guy. I'm the kind of woman that I like the guy who just says it like it is. Just say it. So, I guess my preference is clear. I like people who make decisions. We need people who can make decisions. Otherwise, go run some corporation into the ground. I'm sure plenty of their buddies are doing that. You don't need to be involved in matters that affect all of us so deeply. And it affects all of us if the government shuts down in some way. It's not about the shutdown so much. It's more about the money. Follow the money. And when, how, and at what point do we say enough is enough? Think of the babies that are being born now. When you hear the Congressional Budget Office throw out a number like this, that they can't conceive of any way that the economy can continue, let alone thrive, past 2037, that gives you a reason to pause, doesn't it? Coming up, we're going to talk more about the budget, but not just the budget. About the pastor in Florida who decides to take on the nutball Islamic extremist, jihadist, whatever, using the Quran and saying that the Quran spews the hate message of you're either with us or against us, makes a point by burning them. Some people are killed in Afghanistan, although that was a layup for the Taliban because they could hang their hat on what he did and blame it on the West. But the bigger question to me is, when is an action like that worth it? By saying, we'll have a mock trial for the Prophet Muhammad, knowing there's even this Danish cartoonist who has a panic room, and there have been people that have gotten into his place when he was watching his grandchildren. It was that dangerous for him. Knowing that there was a woman who worked for a weekly newspaper out of Seattle who basically was told by the FBI, you better hide. And we can't help you. I mean, we're not putting you in witness protection or anything like that, but we're just telling you all of the chatter we're getting, you're in danger. So when you make points and you stand and you rally and all that other sort of stuff, that good stuff that is part of being an American, part of, hey, give me liberty or give me death if we wind the clock back to the olden days. But this isn't Patrick Henry times. This isn't the framers of the Constitution gathering in first in Philadelphia under threat of being locked up or the British killing them. These are different times. And becoming a footnote somewhere, to me, is not worth it. Do you think it's worth it with what the pastor's done? You know what I think? I've just told you. I don't think it's worth it. There are other means of protest. There are certainly things that he could have done. But to get innocent people in a roundabout way killed isn't worth it either. And I don't think he intended to do that. And I agree with what he's saying about the ugly, hateful messages. And that why should we, in a sense, he's saying, why should you pussyfoot around it? But if he's killed because there's such a huge bounty, thanks to Hezbollah, on his head, what does that prove? What does that do? Does that lead to any kind of change? Does that mean that there's not going to be any sleeper cells in the United States or any other people that in the future could be killed by terrorists? And the answer to that is no. No. 800-259-5791. Here's what the president had to say as he held a meeting summoning Harry Reid to the White House for the Democrats and John Boehner, the Speaker of the House for the Republicans, really, to the House as well, to the White House. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue was hopping with conversation, but to what end there as well? Take a listen.
You want everybody to act like adults, quit playing games, realize that it's not just my way or the highway. How many folks are married here? When was the last time you just got your way? It makes it tough to win the future when you haven't passed the budget from last year. I do not want to see Washington politics stand in the way of America's progress. At a time when you're struggling to pay your bills and meet your responsibilities, the least we can do is meet our responsibilities to produce a budget. Democrats and Republicans need to get together, work through their differences, keep the government running so we can focus on keeping this economy growing, focus on things like clean energy, driving down gas prices. That's our job. That's what people want to see. Results.
Yeah, I don't know. The push for green energy in the middle of a huge financial crisis, timing's off on that one. We could talk about what we've seen at the pumps and the chaos in the Middle East, and ultimately what does that lead to when it comes to prices when you're going to fill up and how people hate to pay $4 for gas for a gallon of regular or 4 plus or 5 would be terrible. $6, $7, $8, forget about it. You're not electable. But at the same time, it's all about the budget, baby, and I think the focus really, really has to be on solving that crisis first. Before we go down the high-speed rail, let's dig up the money for that. Let's talk about pumping more money into green energy. How about we have a balanced budget? That's a good goal, isn't it? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 6th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14.59.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.97.16, $7.48.58 for a half ounce, or $3.74.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.97.16, $7.48.58, and $3.74.29.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
On America Tonight, we can count. I'm going to tell you how many bodies were found in a grave in Mexico. Also, as part of We Can Count, how many people were killed near an Alabama college. Oh, I know it's gloomy. And then on to lighter fare. Shocking things that people do in the name of making money. And it seems a current theme here is about money, isn't it? We're chasing it around. It reminds me of in the 80s, it was very popular when I was a kid to go somewhere, like you'd be out at some festival, and there'd be radio stations where they were broadcasting live, and they had wheels that you would spin. It still happens today. I know all of you know what I'm speaking of, the rock stations, the easy listening stations, the hip-hop stations, whatever. They're at the state fair. And one of the things that still is done, it's that money grab thing, where you go into the vault, and somebody goes in, and you see money flying around, and they have however many seconds to grab the money. That's what we're seeing in Washington. Grab the money. Only so much money has flown out of the vault on ridiculous things. So much money has been spent on pork across the board that this helped to put us in a situation where we're in a vice. Nobody likes to have their head in a vice. We have our head in a vice right now in this country. And taxes is an evil word. We don't want to pay more at the pumps. We don't want to pay higher taxes, and we don't want to make hard spending cuts. I say we, the people representing us. At this point, whether we climbed on the backs of the idiots that put us here in the first place or not, it doesn't matter. We're all in this together. You know, we are. It's like when all of a sudden, and I'll quit with all the metaphors, but it's like all of a sudden, you know, you're, picture this. You're out on one of those little daytime cruise ship things, and something happens. Something happens. It's not a catastrophe, but the motor goes out. It's that medium-sized kind of boat that I'm talking about. You're there with 35 of your favorite strangers now that you've been talking to for the last hour, and it's a half-day deal. Now you have they have these little dinghy things that you have to bail into. And you've had maybe one of the blue Hawaiians they gave you while you were sightseeing. And you get into this dinghy, and you don't know the people that are on the thing with you. But you got to get back to shore. So you have to designate people to row, and you have to put people out and around on the boat to balance the weight and make sure that you don't have too many to just get going, to just get moving. And doesn't it figure when you get in these kind of situations, there's always two or three stubborn people who argue. I've seen it in crazy situations just like that, where, listen, we're just trying to survive here. We're just trying to get to dry land. Can we all row in the same direction for the sake of survival? Let's row in the same direction. It's like that television show Lost. I mean, there's a better analogy for you. You know, they couldn't get off the island because they were all selfish and wanted to take charge or were too wimpy and didn't want to take charge or were just followers or whatever the different scenarios the writers would throw out there. The bottom line was they were never going in the same direction. That was a TV show. This is real life. Washington is not, nobody's going in the same direction. At some point, you got to row in the same direction. You got to row in the same direction so that we can climb into the boat and feel like we're making progress. How is it that we're taking these steps backwards? How can we be in 2011 and find ourselves in this situation? Don't we have some of the most brilliant people in the world that live right here in the USA? I know there's a lot of people who are smart when it comes to money and investing. And I just have to think that somehow they could be seduced into working for the greater good. Couldn't we get some of those people in place? Why do we have the Tim Geithners? Why do we have Ben Bernanke? How that man ended up on the cover of Time magazine as the man of the year is beyond me. The Federal Reserve shouldn't exist with the things that they've done. Bernanke, Geithner, and a slew of others that have come before him. Not just in this administration, but the tail end of the Bush administration had a few that were, I'd say, pretty questionable. Alan Greenspan. How does he become the wise old man? How many times has he sunk us with his prophecies when he started to talk about money? And how does a guy like George Soros become, well, I'm answering my question, he sits on a pile of money. How does he become the leader of the Democratic Party? Because that's what he moves the chess pieces around. When George speaks, these people listen. And all you have to do is look at who he's involved with, and that would scare you to death. He's all about the world, baby. And I, this isn't fear-mongering. This is the truth. This isn't jumping on like a lemming and going down the path that a lot of people have gone down with Soros. It's pretty easy to connect the dots with him. And to me, you want to be running in the opposite direction of George Soros. Soros cares about himself. He cares about himself. 800-259-5791. By the way, we're going to check email, too, and I promise we're going to lighten the load. Somebody wrote me an email. I'll tell you this one. Jerry wrote me an email and he said, I've listened to you and I've laughed out loud at some of the things that you've said. But I have to say, you're very serious these days. You need to lighten up. So I don't think he's listened to the whole show. But we will lighten up. He's never heard it when I've done exit lines, and they're so horrible. They probably make you cry out loud, not laugh. My attempt at learning how to tell a joke properly. But we'll go down the lighter lane, I promise you. Tough to do that, though, when your hair is just on fire with the nonsense that's going on. Alan, Canada, hello. Welcome to ATN.
Yeah, hi, Kate. You know, American shopping trips are really attractive to Canadians right now. You can get an American dollar for 95 or around 95 cents Canadian, I think it is. The American dollar is worth about 95 cents. It used to be, I can remember when American dollar was worth $1.50 Canadian. And so a friend of mine went down to Montana, and what I phoned about was there's an Air Force base in North Dakota that has predator drones that are patrolling the border between Wisconsin and Seattle. Have you ever seen that story?
I have seen that story. That's a recent story that you're talking about.
Yeah, well, tonight it was I watched on the news on our PBS up here. When I wait too much time on my hand, I watch the Canadian PBS, and they did a big story on this. There's an Air Force base in North Dakota, and the surveillance and the precision and power of these predator drones is amazing. It's you know what they can pick up. They can see a silver dollar laying on the. I think he was pulling my leg, but he said that he was driving back from Montana and he was about 50 miles north of the border, and he got a call on his cell phone from a guy at the Air Force base in North Dakota telling him that one of his tires was a little low. I mean, that's how powerful these the cameras are on these drones.
Yeah.
And they're there to pick up. And then when he stopped for a donut shop, they phoned him again and told him he forgot left his headlights on. He's going to wear his bag. He was just kidding. But that's how powerful those things are. They're there to pick up drugs, alcohol, tobacco smuggling, illegal immigrant smuggling, and guns, firearms, The general that he was interviewing in, I think it was Bismarck, North Dakota, mm-hmm. and he was saying, he didn't mention the word Muslim terrorist, because I guess he didn't want to offend the Muslim, but...
Yeah, but Al, you got to think about what they are looking for, and no one's going to come out and say that, but remember, they were talking about drones on the southern border, too, and this is a good test for that. Stay with us, everyone.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
That's nice, here on America Tonight. I bet a lot of you are pretty passionate about some of the things that are happening. And by the way, it's not all just the budget, it's just we're very preoccupied with it because it affects a lot of us. Do you have a mother, an aunt, an uncle, a grandfather, somebody on Social Security concerned maybe about their check? Do you work for the federal government? I have two friends that work for the federal government. They were told, this gives you a little bit of a clue, that probably they won't be working Friday and Monday at least. I'll say one of them, since I don't think you can. I don't think anybody listening could connect me with them. Is with the IRS, pretty high up in the IRS, and told me that that's what they're talking about. 800,000 people aren't really sure. Don't you love the categories we put people in? We all have labels. I say that's why I don't care what your label is. Every single time you tune in, at some point you're going to hear me say, I don't care what your label is. But essential or non-essential, that just sounds terrible. I am a non-essential employee for the government of the United States. Yeah. Brian in Missouri. Oh, lucky you. It's your turn. Hey, Bri.
Hey, Kay. I've got a bone to pick with some people, and I'll go on ahead and apologize right now if I offend anybody that may fit in this category elsewhere in the country.
Oh, so that sounds interesting. Wait a second. I like this setup. You're already apologizing. You could be apologizing. You're already apologizing for something you haven't said yet. Go ahead.
Well, what's aggravating me is with all these houses in the area that's for sale. But yeah, people that cannot qualify for an actual bank loan tries going to ask these people that had these houses on the market for about a year or more, and you're even seeing signs that saying they're reducing the pricing on them to see if you could rent the property from them, just so that way you'd have a place to live and they could get some money out of it also. But people around here are being too stubborn and would rather see a house that empty sitting on the market than having somebody that actually would like a bigger house get it.
Meaning the renters, right? Why not rent it? Because then somebody's in it. They're getting the money, paying the mortgage, or at least a big chunk of the mortgage. So why not accept that versus just letting it turn into a flop house?
Exactly.
Well, I agree with you. If it was my neighborhood, as much as I might not like it, you see a neighborhood, you kill yourself to get your chunk of the American dream, no matter what level you are, whatever it is you're paying for your house. You get in there, you're excited. Oh, I got my own house. I'm not paying for an apartment anymore. And then things go to pot in the United States. You lose your job. The job goes overseas, whatever. And suddenly the guy two doors down, he can't make payments. And then the person across the street, catty corner, yeah, I wouldn't care. I would say I'd rather see people rent it out than see it have the grass grow up and nail boards to shut the windows. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm expecting an addition to the family next month, so I'm in search of a bigger house, but mm-hmm. I don't qualify for the Standard Bank loan. And there's so many houses in the area that's for sale from private owners, and they've all got them up with real estate agents to where they're not interested in renting them. They'd rather have them sit empty, growing dust, than to rent the house out to somebody that actually wants one.
Ah, that's too bad. Because I'm sorry for that. I hope that you can find somebody that will give you a bigger place, because you're caught in that problematic situation where you need to get a bigger space. You're trying to just get that bigger space, but you can't. You feel like you're blocked out because so much of that is happening. You know what happens is syndicates come in and buy up places and they wait. That's happening around the country too. So sorry about that, Brian. I don't think you hurt anyone's feelings. I'm with you. You should be able to rent a bigger place. I don't see why not. And if I was one of those people that was holding the neighborhood hostage, I think I'd rather take the money anyway. They can run a check on you and see that you're, you know, what your background is and that you can pay and whatever if they wanted to do that, which is what they do in a lot of places. So I'm with you. Thanks for the call. And by the way, I'm glad you brought that up about the housing market. There was an interesting story done. Thanks, Brian. There was an interesting story done on 60 Minutes over the weekend. I don't know how many people caught it. Every once in a while, they come up with something that's golden. And we've had people on. We went through a period where we had a lot of real estate people on talking about this and mortgage people. The mortgage situation is not solved. There are a lot of people, maybe somebody listening to me is in this position, who are working for companies like J.P. Morgan where their job is to trace the mortgages where they're, you know, who actually holds the mortgages, because everything, the bundles of it, because so much of it was screwed up with the subprime lending and then the robo signing where there was the fake signing, the fake signatures on mortgages, and people are so stuck. There's just no way that 35,000 people show up in Los Angeles to try to save their house, try to get a lower rate on their mortgage because they're screwed and they have no way out of it. So half of them will have a chance to stay in their house and the others will get dumped. And a lot of it is just because they were duped. It wasn't always that the person who didn't have the money was wink, wink, pushed through and not asked about their job. Sometimes it was legitimate. And then what happened was the person on the other end really jimmy-rigged, I'll call it that for lack of a better way to describe it, their loans and put us in a world of hurt. Let's head out to Richard in Vermont. Hey, Richard.
I enjoy listening to your show, and I heard you say a little while ago, you were talking about how we're all in the same boat, common boat like of humanity, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you, and I think this does bear a little bit on the conflict that might lead to the shutting down of the government. One thing, and I'd like your thoughts on this, that I do not understand, is why, I mean, everybody agrees that it's in the best interest of everybody to make sure that that their money remains solid and that the government doesn't become completely insolvent. There's no argument about that. So there have to be some cuts. But at the same time, there has to be some revenue raising, too. And the people who seem to be protected, both by Bush and by Obama, in fact, I don't see too much difference between the two of their, both, either of their administrations. I sometimes think that the Republicans should draft Obama, and he could run on both tickets. And they could have somebody like our own Senator Bernie Sanders run against them. I don't think
I agree with you. As much as Obama gets labeled a million different things.
I'll tell you one thing. He may be a lot of things, but he's not a socialist. And he got more money from Wall Street, I think, than any candidate before him.
Yep.
And I admit having voted for him.
Right.
But I will say this. He extended the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest people in the country.
Right.
And what Mr. Paul Ryan didn't address that question. Mr. Buffett and Mr. Gates and many extremely wealthy people. They said, why not? Tax us. They wouldn't miss this money. They have so much money they couldn't spend it in 1,000 lifetimes.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's excellent.
Because you're
right. But Warren Buffett did say that. He said, tax me. I can't spend all this money. He doesn't give money to his family. And Gates said the same thing. And they're not the only ones. There were other wealthy CEOs who also agreed with them. But here's the problem, Richard, in a nutshell. There are many others who do not agree with that. They want their tax cuts. They're part of fueling the machine of getting people reelected because of, you know, now, especially with the blind corporations, and they don't want the taxes. That's like death raising the taxes and pushing up the corporate tax or pushing up somebody who's in a big 1% bracket higher.
I understand what you're saying, but you know, at the same time, what the consequence of it is it means that they're going to be balancing the budget in ways that are going to hurt the most vulnerable people in society, and that includes people who are kids who depend on Head Start, families like that. They're going to people who depend on fuel assistance, people who depend upon students who depend on Pell Grants. I mean, I teach at a local at the university here, and it costs a great deal of money. It's probably more than it's necessary, but I do not understand why. I understand the reluctance of many politicians, and they're timorous in the face of corporate interests and the wealthiest people in the country. But that has to be resisted. And I don't see the Democrats doing it. I don't see the Republicans doing it.
Right. Richard, I'm going to respond to what you just said. I can hear the passion bleeding through with you, and thank you for the phone call. Let me address what you said and cut to the quick. Here's what I think the solution is. I've said this before. I am positive about this. There is massive fat in this government. And when I say that, we're talking about duplicate upon duplicate upon duplicate. If they did an audit of the government, I am 95% sure if they agreed to cut every department of government, they could solve this problem. Let's just say that, right? They need to forget about protecting special interests. They need to forget about that, any of the politicians. Stay with us.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
sunny if
you want it, here it is, come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
We're going to try to squeeze in as many people as we can to hear the tail end of this hour of America Tonight. We're punting. Oh, I feel like a politician using that word. I reserve the right to punt my special segment, We Can Count, to another hour of America Tonight, along with a plethora of emails that all of you so graciously sent. I will get to them, I promise. And if you want to throw in your thoughts, you can do that. All roads lead through the website, americatonight.net. Click on the email and send it to us that way. Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff is there. Plus, you can see us on chat. I'm waving right now if you go to americatonight.net. I have my Fox Sports t-shirt on. Even there is controversy. Look at the NFL. Today, one of the football players called Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, an idiot, because they can't seem to get a deal done. And what is the common denominator? Greed. Greed is not good when it comes to an NFL season, because the billionaires and the millionaires just cannot agree. By the way, I will throw this quick one in, because I've been talking about if there is a government shutdown, what services would be affected? Mail, you're still going to get your mail. Whew. So you might not get your Social Security check when you're supposed to, but the rest of your bills and all of your spam, your hardcore spam, will come. All the stuff that you would throw out, you know, all the special offers for the popcorn and other treats and a new house at a lower rate and why you should refinance and whatnot. I will give it to the direct marketing people. They've become so clever that sometimes they can scare you. Go to the mailbox and you see this plain envelope and it says official, need to respond right away. And you open it up and it's some kind of an offer for something. But it looks like, oh no, they found out I did XYZ. but really, it has nothing to do with it. It's just clever direct marketing. Tom in Kansas, you have the honors. How are you?
Excuse me. I'm good, Kate. How are you?
Good.
I'm going to combine a week in count with something my late grandmother said clear back when I was young. She's said, what we need is not politicians, but statesmen. And the number I have in mind is starts with 535. That's what I wanted to say.
Excellent, Tom. We need some statesmen instead of politicians. Your grandmother was a smart woman, and the politicians and the machine has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. Think of the war chest you need to even really run. That's why Obama put his two best people on it already. They're not helping to run the current administration. They left. They bailed because they're playing for 2012, and that would be Robert Gibbs and David Axelrod. And he's announced, by the way, which I think you know. Send out big emails.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Tom. So if we look at part of the reason why we're in this situation, sorry, it's a lot of the corporations where they sent the jobs overseas. They sent the jobs elsewhere because they could make the products for a cheaper amount. They could make bigger profits, and the taxes on the corporations or some of the breaks, this is what a lot of CEOs will tell you, just weren't there. They were too high. And they say if that was lowered, there would be more incentive to come back. I'm not so sure I believe that with all of these companies. But the Made in America days are so in our rearview mirror. I applaud all the companies. All the companies who, especially those small companies that slug it out and try with pride to make it in America because they probably could do better if they made it somewhere else for a cheaper amount with child labor or just people who would work for a dollar an hour instead of 12. Don in Wyoming, you have the last word. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. Boy, you've got a lot of stuff on your plate tonight. Jeez. You've been going through the whole gallon or whatever. So.
Yeah,
hey,
no kidding.
You know, talking about products in America, et cetera, the Census Bureau, last week I had heard they released a stat that, you know how I love to call Walmart China Mart, you know?
Uh-huh.
How much 60% of the products in there come from China?
Yep.
Well, guess what, Kate? 60% of everything sold in America is foreign made now.
Oh, yeah.
How in the world did the United States ever let that happen?
I mean, think it's outrageous.
I believe in trade. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But when you're sitting there saying that more than half of all the products that are sold in your country are outsourced, in a sense, you know, come from another country, you know, and where are you finding jobs for the people that live in your country, you know? And, I know the Democrats got this one kumbaya, the whole world, love and socialist, you know, we'll all be happy together, and, you know, but, and I don't want to blame this on them specifically. I'm sure there's been quite a few greedy Republicans that have outsourced jobs to other countries, but hey, when you're talking more than half of the jobs in America are gone, when the products sold are foreign made, you know, all I can point that to is, and this leads to the other subject you've been talking about, whores and bastards that run Washington.
Yeah.
You know, I sound like an extremist whatever when I sit there and tell people, and I tell you on your show that I think these people sell their soul before they even get to Washington. You know, they don't care, Kate, about the good of America. They'll sit there and tell everybody that, but they're not doing anything to improve it. I mean, these idiots right now are arguing between the difference of $33 billion and $60 billion of cutting off the federal government. Okay, 33 and 60 versus $3,700 billion, Kate? It's like a pebble in the ocean.
I agree.
They're trying to cut right now. They're not cutting the government. What would happen if somebody... You remember Slumdog Millionaire? You know how much I love that movie? And
I do. Yes.
Remember the scene where the little kid's locked inside the poop house? And he's got a choice. He's holding a picture in his hand and he's looking at it.
Yes.
And the only way out is to jump down in the poo and to be able to get his autograph because he wants it so much. And what does he decide to do? He decides to jump in there. Do you think there's any politicians that are sitting there holding, you know, what they want in their life and looking down at that U.S. mess of debt, let's call the poo the debt, you know, and they really want to jump out in there and sort that stuff out? They don't want to do that. What would happen all of a sudden? Okay, get this. I was thinking about this. Okay, they're taking in $2.3 trillion a year right now. That's all the government's taking in taxes. Okay, and I think everybody is overtaxed in America. There's no doubt to that. Okay, not just the rich, the poor too. Okay,
sure.
They're taking in $2.3 trillion and they're spending $3.7 or $3,700 billion, whatever way you want to look at it. Okay, what if all of a sudden they said, hey, you know what? We're going to cut your budget in half. Boom. You're only going to spend $2 trillion a year. Guess what would happen to all those poo projects, Kate, all those pork projects and stuff?
They'd be done.
Because every one of those departments in the government all would be going, we only have half our budget now. Oh, my gosh, we can't have this. We can't waste that. You know, they'd be doing their best to run their department on half the money that they're supposed to be getting.
You're right.
You know, but is anybody up in Washington going to do that? Oh, no, no, no. We're just going to argue and shut the government down, the difference between $33 billion and $60 billion, and point fingers at each other, while not one of those people in Washington are missing a meal, missing a shower, have any problems in their life when it comes to income. You know, they're sitting pretty with their special interests. And you know what, Kate? Saying somehow we've got to get this changed, or this country's just going to go bankrupt, and it's going to make the whole of the Great Depression look like a pebble stone or whatever.
Perfect way to end this, Don. We don't want to end up like the Great Depression or worse. If you have no idea what it was like, there are plenty of biopics you can rent and plenty of books you can read about it. Trust me. I'm going to leave you with this. MSNBC, for what it's worth, did a poll. Do you think President Obama will win re-election in 2012 in light of the things that are going on? 51% say yes, because he has the ability to raise huge sums of money.